Now we will have our children's moment.
I watched last week's Facebook service, and I was thankful I missed children's moment. But Jim did a great job, but it was like, I'm glad it was you.
Wait. May I show you how it works?
Aha! We have some rings, a whole bunch of rings that are intertwined. And you can do a lot of different things with them. You can make a what out of them? Okay. Anything else in the box? You know, when you look at this and how it's so, how'd you do that? How it's so intertwined. And you look at this and you think, this is maybe what represents me. Just a circle that never ends. A circle that never stops. I'm sure you're a little girl that never stops. And you think about this and you wonder, what could anybody do with something like this? What could anybody do with a circle? What could God do with a little life? And then all of a sudden, it just kind of opens up. And we stop and think, He can do anything that He wants. And I don't know, there's probably 12 or 15 different circles here. And that's certainly not a limit to what God can do with us. He doesn't limit us to just being one circle. He wants us to grow our lives. He wants us to do different things. He wants us to expand our horizons from just that one little round circle into a whole bunch of things. And so as we grow, and as we develop, and as our lives take on new meaning, we'll find that we're just no longer one circle, but we're given the ability by Jesus to do so much more. I'll give that back to you now. They're all attached. And thankfully, you know how to work it. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day. Lord, we give you thanks for Katie and for Nicole. And Lord, as their life expands, we pray, Father, that it will expand beyond any hope, any belief, anything that Mom and Dad can expect for them, anything sometimes that we might expect for ourselves. But you are a God of grace. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. I'm going to give Jim the box for next week.